Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios the one and only, the incredibly talented and very famous B.J. Whitehouse is here. Welcome back, B.J.
Thank you, Michael. I think you forgot to mention extremely handsome as well.
Yes, handsome and rich.
Without a doubt, yes.
Well, that must be.
As a musician, we all know how wealthy musicians are.
Now, B.J. is the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus and has a six-figure salary from that group. So, has just come back from Hawaii.
I have.
Celebrating your 25th wedding anniversary.
Yes, Christine and I had a wonderful time. Part of the fun was going to the Hula Festival. And we were able to hear some music that you don't typically hear in Rhode Island or in the New England area.
Well, just don't get concerned. We are not going to be listening to hula music today. We're actually here to talk about the next concert of the Jamestown Community Chorus. And the publicity chair is here, Judith Anderson. Welcome back, Judith.
I'm happy to be back.
Well, I'm happy to have you back. And once again, we're doing our program about the event that's happening in just a couple weeks, actually about 3 weeks from now. May 6th, is it?
And May 5th and 6th.
May 5th and 6th.
5th and 6th. Judith, why don't you tell us what's happening?
Well, we're going to have a wonderful concert that's very unusual for us to do. We're going to do a remembrance, a musical remembrance of World War I, the war to end all wars, on Saturday, May the 5th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May the 6th at 3 p.m., at the Jamestown Recreation Center in Jamestown.
All right, and we'll talk about that. We'll get to hear some music that will be performed that day. And BJ, I know that you are the genius behind the music that is done by the chorus, and you've been with the chorus now for what, 5 years, 10 years?
Five.
No, how long actually?
This is my 29th season.
29 years, and that's a lot of music, a lot of ideas that have come and gone.
Went well over 100 concerts a few years back.
And, well, a tremendous landmark for you. Tell us why you thought of doing this one at this particular time.
2018 is the centenary of the end of World War I, and I was kind of interested in looking into it, and as I started researching it, the war, the music, and everything else, I realized how ignorant I was personally of what transpired during that time from 1914 to 1918 for the United States, from 1917 to 1918. And the music, as I started looking into it, was rather incredible at every level, whether it was music hall music, popular music, or classical music. And then as I looked into it even further, a lot of the composers of the time actually fought in the war, and some of them were killed in the war.
So this was your inspiration, the anniversary, the 100th anniversary, and a great subject matter. And I know that you've also been involved with arranging a lot of this music, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But you brought with you quite a few pieces, a lot of them are fairly short, so we can listen to a lot of different titles today. But why don't we get in the mood? Why don't you tell us what this first one is?
Well, I think everybody is going to recognize It's a Long Way to Tipperary. It was a marching song at the time. It talks about a young Irishman finding himself in right at Piccadilly Square or Piccadilly Circus there in London, and saying, looking around and saying, "What am I doing here?" Mm-hmm. It's such a long way back home to Ireland. So this is how we will begin the second half of the program, is we will actually be marching in to this song, to the risers, as we have a couple people singing the solos. And we have a recording of Michael Feinstein singing it. I think it's a lot of fun.
That'll get us in the mood.
Up to mighty London came an Irishman one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay. Singing songs of Piccadilly, Strand and Leicester Square. Till Paddy got excited, then he shouted to them there. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. Sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. Paddy wrote a letter to his Irish Molly O, saying, should you not receive it, write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling Molly dear, said he, remember it's the pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. To the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. Molly wrote a neat reply to Irish Paddy O, saying Mike Maloney wants to marry me, and so leave the Strand in Piccadilly, or you'll be to blame, for love has fairly drove me silly, hoping you're the same. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. To the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. But my heart's right there.
Well, Michael Feinstein certainly gets us in the mood with It's a Long Way to Tipperary. This next piece you brought is not quite as familiar, at least not to me.
I actually sang this part of this song cycle as an undergrad many, many years ago, and I was reminded George Butterworth, who is a composer, was an Englishman, folk music aficionado, but a composer, and he took A.E. Housman's Songs of a Shropshire Lad and set this next piece called The Lads and Their Hundreds to Ludlow Come in for the Fair. It's a solo, and we have one of our members singing the solo. The reason I like it is because it is a kind of is prescient on his part. Butterworth wrote it, and then himself ended up being killed in the war in 1916. The song talks about the lads going to the fair, and they're there, lads for the liquor, and the lads for the girls are there, and also the lads who will never grow old. And he was one of those lads who never grew old.
The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's men from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor are there. And there with the rest are the lads that will never be old. There's chaps from the town and the field and the till and the cart, and many to count are the stalwart and many the brave, and many the handsome of face and the handsome of heart, and few that will carry their looks or their truth to the grave. I wish one could know them, I wish there were tokens to tell the fortunate fellows that now you can never discern. And then one could talk with them friendly and wish them farewell and watch them depart on the way that they will not return. But now you may may stare as you like, and there's nothing to scan. And brushing your elbow and guessed at and not to be told, they carry back bright to the coiner the mintage of man. The lads that will die in their glory and never be old.
A musical remembrance of World War I, The War to End All Wars. Sounds like a great title for the program. And Judith, tell people where they can get tickets for this great event.
Well, if you're in Jamestown, you can get tickets at Baker's Pharmacy or The Secret Garden. If you're not in Jamestown, you can go online to jamestownchorus.com. Get more information, but you also could order tickets. If you order tickets in advance, they're $15. At the door, they're $17. And if you're a student, it's $12.
All right. And Jamestown Chorus has been known to occasionally sell out and not have a seat for some people, so don't delay. Get your tickets. There's also a phone number they can call, right, if they'd like to do that?
Yes.
And get a real person to talk to?
Well, at least they'll get an answering machine, and the telephone number is...
You mean BJ's not standing by the phone waiting to talk to anyone who calls?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
It's 401-423-1574.
All right, 401-423-1574. So call up or go online, get those tickets, visit someone that you know that has tickets. However you do it, get there, May 5th. And May 6th. BJ, we have one more tune we can fit into this first segment. What do you have for us?
1918 was an auspicious year for any number of reasons, and one of the reasons that this one caught my eye was Claude Debussy passed away that year. Had nothing to do with the war itself, but just passed away. I believe he died of cancer, and well into his 50s anyway. So he wrote a piece of music that is rather terrifying, to tell you the truth. It is the Christmas song or the Noel for Children of the War. And it is being sung by the women of the chorus. And the reason I call it terrifying is because of the text. The text is about father is away at the war, mother is dead because of the war. And what about the poor French children? What about the poor Polish and the Serbian children who have been orphaned? And at one point, there's this outcry in the text about basically damn them all for killing everybody. And the worst part of this, and written from a children's standpoint, the worst part of this war is that there will be no toys for Christmas. But then there's this kind of incredibly urgent piano part that our accompanist Don Chung will be playing beautifully, I'm sure, that then goes back to the, I can't believe this is happening. All of the children are dead.
We'll listen to that. Take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and Judith Anderson, the publicity chair for the chorus, talking all about the event coming up in a few weeks at the Jamestown Recreation Center on 41 Canonicus Avenue in Jamestown, which is going to be the chorus's major event called Musical Remembrance of World War I, The War to End All Wars. May 5th, 4 o'clock, and Sunday, May 6th at 3 o'clock. So, BJ, I know a lot of preparation goes into this, and you kind of mentioned an accompanist in that last segment that was that helps out, but I'm sure there's lots of people that are involved with your chorus that help out, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We have a very active board. In fact, Judith and I were just chatting about how effective the board has been in organizing events, but also in fundraising for this year. We're doing quite well. You had mentioned sellouts, mm-hmm. and we did actually, one of my favorite problems in the world is we run out of chairs. Mm. And at our last December concerts, we actually ran out of chairs for both performances. So we hope that you do call that number and you do get your tickets ahead of time. We have a feeling that a lot of the community is going to be very involved in this concert or attending, because we have a number of different outreaches through veterans organizations, through the World War I Remembrance Committee here in Rhode Island, through our library, and so forth. So we have a lot of people involved in this who have been pitching in to help out. In fact, we actually have an event coming up at some point at the library. I'm not sure of the exact date, but if you check the Philomenian Library in Jamestown's website, we have a fellow coming over who is going to be playing recordings on 78 RPM records on vintage 1918 equipment of music from this era at the library. Hmm. So a lot of people have been pitching in, including our accompanist who is playing a song that she has arranged called Bugle Call Rag. Hmm. And so Dawn Chung, who is a fabulous accompanist and pianist, will be having her own solo at the concert as well.
Excellent. All right. And Judith, we'll get to you in the next segment about ticket information and so forth. So if you're listening, grab a pencil, get ready. We'll give you that after this next piece of music. BJ, what is that going to be?
As I mentioned before, George Butterworth was one of the composers who was writing music at the time of the war and served Great Britain in the war and was killed. Now, Ivor Gurney is another composer from that time who served, as most men from England did, and from New Zealand and Australia and Canada, and then the United States and Russia and so forth on the Allied side. Ivor Gurney was a songwriter mostly of art songs, and this particular piece that we're going to listen to, Severn Meadows, I put in, it's not in the concert, but I wanted people to know how many artists, musicians, songwriters, I mean, Vaughan Williams was in charge of the music for the British Empire during World War I, and served in the military as a musician, as a conductor and arranger. But Ivor Gurney, a little lesser known composer, wrote a number of songs, and this one is a reflection of the Severn, which is a river that goes through, I'm not even going to guess what part of England, but the Severn. He wrote it while he was in Europe, while he was on the mainland, on the continent, fighting.
Remembering.
Right. It's called Severn Meadows.
Yeah.
As promised, I said I would ask Judith about all the information about the concert, so go ahead, tell us what you know.
Okay, well, you should join us on Saturday, May the 5th at 4 p.m., or Sunday, at May the 6th at 3 p.m., or come to both at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Kananicus Avenue in Jamestown, Rhode Island. And as far as tickets go, it's $15 advance, $17 at the door, or $12 for students. And you can purchase them at Baker's Pharmacy or the Secret Garden in Jamestown, or you can call 401-423-1574, or you can go online to www.jamestownchorus.com.
Excellent. Lots of ways to get tickets, so don't be shut out. And BJ, I know that when I was a kid, there was a lot of World War One remembrances, and there were a lot of veterans from that era. And obviously, at this point, there aren't any more. There's almost no World War II veterans left, so it's getting to that point.
And I think when we think about the war to end all wars, unfortunately, it's a misnomer because
right.
People are still in conflict. And my father was one of those in World War II.
Right, mine too. Yeah.
Exactly. And then from World War I, I have my grandfather's draft card and my great-grandfather's draft cards from that time period as well. Yeah, I believe that most of the veterans from that era are gone, but the Community Chorus donates a number of recordings and DVDs and so forth to the local library that are available. And one of them was a BBC program from about 1980, and it's called The Lost Voices. Hmm. And what it is the forgotten voices of actual World War I veterans who fought in Flanders Fields and at Ypres and at so forth. These are all British and Canadian soldiers who were there. Hmm. And they were interviewed, thank goodness, in a timely fashion.
Right. All right. All right. Let's get to the next piece of music.
Well, it's not a piece of music this time.
Oh.
In this case, what we have, we've done a lot of research here, and there was a great deal of poetry. And not all of it very, not George M. Cohan-ish. This is Wilfred Owen's poem, Dulce et Decorum Est, which is to mean it is a good thing to die for your country. But he wrote it in an extraordinarily bleak and sarcastic way. Hmm. The poem is brutal, and it will be recited in our program along with two or three other poems that were very important. We have to keep in mind that the United States stayed out of this war for 3 years. In fact, it was only until 1918, even though we entered the war in 1917, that Americans actually saw action. And it was one of the reasons that the war was could come to an end because of the involvement of the Americans. The Europeans were sick of it by 1915, 1916, when the war started in early August of 1914, and people were very upset that everybody was getting killed and that there seemed to be no end of it. And Wilfred Owen was the writer of this next poem that kind of sums up those feelings.
Bent double like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots but limped on bloodshod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of gas shells dropping softly behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time, but someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and thick green light as under a green sea, I saw him, drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in and watch the white eyes wilting in his face, his hanging face, like a devil's sick of sin, if you could hear At every jolt, the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, bitten as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie. Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori.
Very powerful, but I think we need a mood change, BJ. Tell us what you can do for us.
Well, we can go right into probably one of the most familiar songs from that era. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
With a smile, a funny smile. Five feet none, he's an awful little dodger. With a smile, a funny smile. The corporal, he'll have his little show. He can't be so friend. All the other fellows have to grin when he gets this off his chest.
Thing sounds quite like those old recordings. And BJ, if you decide to do a World War II show at some point in time, I actually have a disc, an old recording of my dad doing war bond commercials as the announcer back for World War II.
I would love to hear that.
That's a great keepsake I have. And so let's move along and try to get one more piece of music in before our next break.
I was introduced to this group, Coop Boys and Simpson, by a friend of mine in Jamestown, and I had never heard it. It's a trio of men from England, and they have an entire 2-CD set of music from that time period, and I think a lot of people will recognize this next tune. There's a long, long trail of winding.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with much more of BJ Whitehouse, Judith Anderson, and the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Nights are growing very lonely, days are very long. listening for your song. Old remembrances are thronging through my memory, thronging till it seems the world is full of dreams just to call you back to me. There's a long, long trail a-winding into the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and the white moon beams. There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come true, till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you. Till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and Judith Anderson, publicity chair of the chorus. And B.J., we've had some wonderful music. It's great to have a lot of short pieces because we can get a lot of different flavors, and you've certainly done that today. But let's keep it going. What's the next piece going
to
be?
We're going to listen to one of the most famous Irving Berlin songs from that era called Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning, which could also be my theme song. But this this refers to the bugler and how the bugler is going to be murdered by the singer. I should mention that the concert, the remembrance that we're doing, the first half is rather serious. The music is serious. The thematic material is serious. The second half starts off with something like this, where it's a little bit lighter, because at the same time of this horrific war, there's also a home front, and there's also the idea of trying to keep your spirits buoyed up in some way. Mm-hmm. So Irving Berlin did a great job, as did George M. Cohan and other composers of the time. So this is Michael Feinstein again.
The other day I chanced to meet a soldier friend of mine. He'd been in camp for several weeks and he was looking fine. His muscles had developed and his cheeks were rosy red. I asked him how he liked the life, and this is what he said. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've gotta get up, you've gotta get up, you've gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed. A bugler in the army is the luckiest of men. He wakes the boys at 5 and then goes back to bed again. He doesn't have to blow again until the afternoon. If everything goes well with me, I'll be a bugler soon. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've gotta get up, you've gotta get up, you've gotta get up this morning. Oh boy, the minute the battle is over, oh boy, the minute the foe is dead, I'll put my uniform away and move to Philadelphia and spend the rest of my life in bed. But first I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up, and spend the rest of my life in bed.
I do hate getting up in the morning, and I have to get up very, very early to be here at WCRI to do the early morning news, which I love now, but it is early. And so I think we should just zip along to the next piece of music that you have.
Well, this piece is about somebody who's happy to get up in the morning, I believe. From Fort Niagara up in New York comes the song Good Morning, Mr. Zip, Zip, Zip.
Did and you notice my segue with the zip right along?
I did notice yeah. that. You're a very clever young man.
Okay.
In this particular song, there's a line in it that needs to be explained a little bit. I get this image of this song of these 18-year-old young men all lined up in the drill singing this song and then finding themselves in the trenches in France and Belgium and Germany. And in this case, the line goes, if the camels don't get you, the Fatimas must. And they're talking about something's going to kill you no matter what. And I never knew, I thought camels was referring to cigarettes, but it isn't. It's the Sopwith Camel airplane.
Oh.
But the Fatimas are the cigarettes. And so what happened was, if the camels don't get you, the Fatimas must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your hair got just as short as mine.
Come from every quarter, from the north, south, east, and west, to clear the way to freedom for the land we love the best. We've left our occupation and home so far and dear, but when the going's rather rough, we raise this song of cheer. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camels don't get you, the Fatimas must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camels don't get you, the Fatimas must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. You see them on the highway, you meet them down the pike, in olive drab and khaki, our soldiers on the hike. And as the column passes, the word goes down the line, good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camels don't get you, the Fatimas must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camels don't get you, the Fatimas must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. Another
vintage recording, and it brings back lots of memories to me of those kinds of things, listening when I was a kid to what used to be a phonograph. My son never had seen a phonograph, so it was kind of interesting to me when I showed him one eventually, and now he can remember how to crank things up like I used to do on my grandfather's old phonograph. Let's talk about some memories that are going to be made on May 5th and 6th. Tell us, Judith, if you will, where?
It's going to be at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown. And you probably want to know where you can get your tickets. They're $15 advance, $17 at the door, $12 for students. And you can purchase tickets in Jamestown at Baker's Pharmacy or the Secret Garden. Or you can call 401-423-1574, or you can go online to jamestownchorus.com.
People might wonder why you would have tickets available when no one knows where it is. Like, why the Secret Garden? If it's a secret, How are people going to be able to buy tickets? Or do they know where that is?
Well, anyone on Jamestown knows where Baker's Pharmacy and Secret Garden is. If they don't, they just ask anyone.
So it's not really a secret then?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, that's kind of an oxymoron.
Longtime supporter.
All right. Let's get back to BJ and another piece of music.
The next piece is a ceremonial piece of music, and we're going to be listening to the Argyle and Sutherland Highlanders playing this. As I mentioned, this is not necessarily a concert as much as it is a remembrance. And finishing the first half of the program, we've hired a piper. A Scottish piper will come in. We are reciting the poem Flowers of the Forest, which is in a Scottish dialect. I've written a very minor arrangement of the actual tune that is played at a funeral of a fallen British or Anzac soldier. And we will recite the poem while the chorus will hum the tune, and then the concert will end with a piper at the back of the house playing this particular song.
To the end of a very, very interesting program. I want to thank you, Judith, for coming in and giving us the information about the concerts. Nice to see you again.
It's nice being back again.
All right, nice to have you. And BJ, as always, full of information and fun and insight. And what a great talent of intellect and personality you are.
And don't forget good looks.
I keep forgetting the good looks part and the rich and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, seriously, always great to see you, and thanks for bringing this to our audience.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure to come here.
We have one more piece to listen to. Tell us what it's going to be.
Well, this piece will end the entire concert, and it's probably, again, we all know a lot of the music hall pieces, but this was a music hall piece as well as a hope, is to keep the home fires burning until the boys come home.
Thanks, BJ, and for the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
were summoned from the hillside, they were called in from the glen, and the country found them ready at the stirring call for men. Let no tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along, and although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. Turn the dark cloud inside out till the boys come home. Overseas there came a pleading, help a nation in distress, and we gave our glorious laddies honor, bade us do no less. For no gallant son of Britain to a foreign yoke shall bend, and no Englishman is silent to the sacred call of friend. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream. A silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn the dark cloud inside out till the boys come home. Till the boys come home.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.